Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadik Zayin, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, Omar Rabbi Elazar. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza and Avadya Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibada L'chaim Toivim Remoshe Chaim. So the topic of the first part of the last parak of Masechtas Erevin is Hamoitzi Tefillin. Somebody finds tefillin in a field on Shabbos. You can't pick up the tefillin and bring it home because you're not allowed to carry from a sada, which is a karmelis, to your house, which is a rishus hayachid on Shabbos. You can't leave it there because it's going to be in a state of bezayin, so that's not something you want to do. Should you put it on? Are you allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos? We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Said the Mishnah, Machloikis, Rameir Rabbi Gamliel, what you should do. Rameir said, Machnison Zugzog. You should put the tefillin on. You should put them on one pair of tefillin at a time, meaning wear the tefillin exactly the way you would wear it during the week. Rabbi Gamliel said, no. Not one pair of tefillin at a time, but rather Shnaim. Two pairs of tefillin at the time. There was a lengthy discussion in the Gemara as to what the Hesber in the Machloikas Ramei Rabbi Gamliel is. A very Gishmaki Gemara. Five different possibilities. The Maskana, the Gemara said on Daf Tzadik Vav Amir Aleph, Ela Machfarta Kedishonina Meikara, that the Machloikas is whether Shabbos is Man Tefillin or Shabbos is Lav's Man Tefillin. Tana Kama holds Shabbos is Man Tefillin. And if that's the case, you can't wear two pairs of tefillin because you'd be over Bal Tosef. Rabbi Gamliel holds Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. As a result, you can wear two pairs of tefillin. Regardless, the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Medvar Mamurim, when is this true? Be Yishanos. If the tefillin was an older pair of tefillin, Avol B'chadashos, but if it's a new pair of tefillin, Potter. Then the halach is, you leave the tefillin exactly where they are, and you're not supposed to bring them in. Why not? So Rashi said in the Mishnah. The reason is, because if the tefillin that you see are chadashos, there's a concern that it may not be tefillin after all. Rather, it may be a kameya. And for a kameya, you're not allowed to go and rely on the leniencies that the Mishnah is affording. Meaning the halach of the Mishnah was that to tefillin. It wasn't said for a kameya, even though a kameya is a davar shebikdusha, but still the halach of the Mishnah wasn't said for kameyas. It was only said for tefillin. So it's for that reason, if the tefillin that you found were yeshanos, you assume they're tefillin, you have the halach of the Mishnah. If they were chadashos, then the halach is not going to be that way. The Gemara on Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis brought a braisa that elaborated a little bit on the halach of the Mishnah. There were a few haysafis that the Braisa has that the Mishnah doesn't have. But the one that's Negeya, as a segue, today's daf is the Braisa said, six lines from the top of Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Amoitzi Tfilin, Machnison Zog Zog, Echad Ish, Echad Isha, Echad Chadosh, this is what we need, the Echad Yeshana is Tivir Ameir, Rabbi Yehuda Oise, Bechadosh is Umata B'Yeshana. So what emerges from the Braisa is that the Halacha, the Mishnah that said, Bamedvar Mamurim, B'Yeshana is Avod B'Chadosh is Potter, is actually not something that all the Tanaim agreed upon. But rather, it's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir and the Braisa argued. Rabbi Meir said that as it relates to finding tefillin on Shabbos, Echad Chadosh is the Echad Yeshanos. It's true for Yeshanos, it's true for Chadosh as well. So it's a little bit ironic because the Gemara and Daf Tzadik HaYomid Beis discussed that the Tanakam of the Mishnah is Rameir. Yet, at the end of the first line of the Mishnah, Babed Dvar Mamurim B'Yeshanos, Avo B'Chadosh is Pater, what emerges is that that line is actually not Rameir, it's Rameir's Bal Plukta in the Braisa, it's Rabbi Yehuda. But regardless, the topic of the first part of the daf is going to be this halacha, this idea that it could be there's a distinction. Somebody finds tefillin on Shabbos between older tefillin and newer tefillin. Older tefillin, we assume are tefillin. Newer tefillin may be a kameya, and if the new tefillin is a kameya, that may run you into a problem. The Mishnah says, new tefillin you cannot take. The Braisa says, it's actually a machloikis Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds what the Mishnah said, and that is that if it's a new pair of tefillin, you leave it there. Ramei and the Braisa said, echad yeshanis, echad chadashis, that even if it's new tefillin, still you're allowed to take it. Zok tegumar. Amar Rabbi Loz said, amayisi tchilis b'shuk. If somebody finds Tcheles in the shuk, and this is Tcheles of Tcheles fame, of Tzitzis fame. Once upon a time, every single Yid had Tcheles in his Tzitzis. Today, some Yidden have Tcheles in their Tzitzis. Regardless, a person is walking in the street and he sees wool, and the wool is dyed with Tcheles. So the halacha is like this. Lishoynois, if he found like larger chunks of wool, psulois, then we assume for sure that this Tcheles is going to be pasul for Tzitzis. And the background to this halacha is that when the tzitzis were dyed with the tcheles, they had to be dyed lishma. Rashi says, "Psulei shemalei tzava l'shem tzitzis, v'anan asiya l'shman bina." So it's for that reason that if you find something that's dyed tcheles on the side of the road, you have no right to assume that it was made l'shem tzitzis. As a result, there's a good chance that it's not okay. Thus, psulei smini, you can't use it for tzitzis. The issue is not whether it's tcheles. We assume for sure it's tcheles. By the way, even though there were a lot of forgeries, meaning there was the kal ha'ilan that the Gemara talks about that wasn't real tcheles but looked like tcheles, but that's not what the discussion of the Gemara is. We're not discussing whether it's tcheles or not. We're discussing, Rashi says, whether we could assume that the wool was dyed l'shma. So if you find the shaynoi, it's like larger chunks of wood, it's going to be possible. Chutin, if you found strings, ksherim, it's going to be kosher. Because we're going to assume that it was dyed l'shem tzitzis. Freit the Gemara, I don't understand. Pashup shan and the salach maishol l'shaynoi. Why is it that if you find l'shaynoi, don't matter the glimits of vinu? Because you assume that maybe the person dyed this wool to make a shirt. Not necessarily for tzitzis. Chutin amis, if you find chutin, you find strings, say the same thing. Maybe you did it for a shirt. So the Gemara says, Bishsurim. It's talking about with the chutin that you found were also spun. Spun already looks a little like you're using it for tzitzis. Says the Gemara, why? Shazurinami, name adaita the shifter, the galima aifinu. Maybe you're using it to include in the hem of the shirt. The point is, maybe you're using it for your galima. How do you know that it's for tzitzis? So the Gemara moves sakin. No, it's talking about where there were very, very small strings. It's spun, it's tcheles. It just looks a lot like this was prepared for tzitzis. So in that case, we're going to assume that it was made for tzitzis. And the Gemara adds one knich, which is why we're discussing this right now, which is going to tie back to our Mishnah. Because if you have small strings that are spun and that are dyed blue, what are the two choices? Either it's tzitzis, seems very, very reasonable, or maybe you're going to use it for a baguette. So, the Gemara, to use that little string as a baguette, like, where's it getting you? The kulei hai vadi loy tarchi enchi. Anything that you want to use for commercial purposes is going to be very tedious. It's going to be a big tercha. And we assume that a person doesn't want to be matriach. Why would you just be matriach for no reason? So, what are the two choices? Choice A, it's tzitzis. Choice B, you're going to somehow sew this into a baguette. You dyed this little string. It doesn't make sense. So, kule hai vadi leitarach inchi, that's why we assume that it's going to be okay. So, ordinarily, if you find dyed wool on the side of it, you can't use it if it's tzitzis. If, however, you found chutin, but not just chutin that was shizurim, and they were mufsakin. So, in the event that it's going to be used for anything other than tzitzis, it would involve a tircha that seems tedious. There's a chazaka, kulei hai vadi lei tarchi inchi, and it's for that reason the halacha is it's going to be kosher. So we're using the svara of kulei hai vadi lei tarchi inchi to be mekel, to say that if you find these tzitzis or these woolen chutin on the side of the road, dyed tcheles, you can use it. What does it have to do with our sugya? Amar Rava, so Rava asked Rav Elazar kasha. He said in the Mishnah, we had a halacha that if somebody finds tefillin, but they're new tefillin, the halacha is, you can't take them on Shabbos. You don't have the halach of machnisan zug zug. Rabbi Gamliel says, shnayim shnayim. Why? Because we're concerned that it might be a kameya. To make a kameya that looks like tefillin seems very tedious. So Rav said, v'chi adam terech, lasis kameya kamen tefillin. The Tanakh learned in the Mishnah, v'med varim amurim b'yishonos, avol b'chadosho is potter. Yet you see that we're going to go l'chumra and we're going to say that maybe, yeah, maybe it happened. Maybe somebody was matriach himself to make a kameya that looks like tefillin. So if we're going to assume that maybe a person was matriach himself to make a kameya that looks like tefillin, why can't we assume that maybe a person would be matriach himself to have these little chutin that are dyed tcheles and really they're made for a glima, they're not necessarily made for tzitzis. So you see from here that we don't say a svara v'chi adam toireach or the kulei havadi loy tarchi inchi. So the Gemara says that even though Rava asked this kasha to Rabbi Lazo, Amar Rabbi Zeira lahava berei. Rabbi Zeira told his son whose name was Ahava, puk toni lohu, go out and tell the world hamoitzi tcheles b'shuk. If somebody finds tcheles in the shuk, l'shoy knows bigger chunks psulim are going to be possible. Chutin, if it's going to be small strings, mufsakin ksherim. L'visha ein adam toireach. Meaning Rabbi Lazo said this halacha, Rav asked the kasha from the Mishnah, and then Rav Zeira told the son, Ahava, let it be known, kol kaira, pashkevillin, this is the halacha. So Rav heard this, and Rav said, on my Rav, mishum detanilei Ahava brei, the Rav Zeira kifi talila, just because Rav Zeira told the son Ahava to go tell it to the whole world, doesn't necessarily mean that that's the halacha. What does it mean, literally, kifi talila? Rashi says, margolius, that means we now hung diamonds and pearls on this halacha to somehow make the halacha a good halacha. Rabbi said, at the end of the day, I don't agree with the halacha. It doesn't matter if Rabbi Lazar said it, if Rabbi Zeira said it, if Ahava, the son of Rabbi Zeira, said it. At the end of the day, it's mufrach from the Mishnah. Because you see from the Mishnah, people are matriach sometimes. And you don't use the svar of kulei ayvadi like tarchi inch lekula. Because if you lose the lekula, then you would assume the new tefillin is not a kameya. Because why would someone be matriach to make a kameya that looks like tefillin? It just doesn't make sense. Elamah, you see, you don't say such a svar. Sometimes people are matriach. So maybe these woolen strings are really not tcheles, shel tzitzis, and as a result, you wouldn't be able to use it. Sokta gemara, but v'hatnan, meaning what was it? The kasha v'hatnan, but medvar mamur, v'yishon es avul kadosh ispater. That was Rava's question. Elam, Rava said, okay, so what's the bottom line? Tarach v'loy tarach tanoi. At the end of the day, meaning Rabbi Lazar's halacha, and the same halacha that Rabbi Zeira told the son of Hava to go and stay, is really a machlokes tanoi. What do you mean? I thought Rava said it's a mefurash mishnah. Yeah, but the Mishnah itself is a machlokes tanam. What's the machlokes tanam? It's the price that we mentioned in the introduction. The Tanya Moisit Tfilah Machdisin Zog Zog. Echad Ish Vechad Ish Echad Chadoshos Vechad Yishon Moisit Rameir. Rameir says even Chadoshos. Rabbi Yehud Oisit Bechadoshos. Who does it not Chadoshos? Who might be Yishon? It's Alma Mar Sava Tarech Inish. Mar Sava Le Tarech Inish. What's the Hezber and the machlokes between Rameir and Rabbi Yehud? Whether you can take the Chadoshos and not take the Chadoshos. The Hezber and the machlokes is this Shmuz. Do we say a person would be Matriach or would we not say that a person would be matriach? Either way, so what emerged from the first part of the daf is a hezber in the machloikis between Ramey and Rabbi Yehuda. In our Mishnah, it's a stam Mishnah that's Rabbi Yehuda, not Rameir. But Hezber and the Machlois and Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, whether if someone's Moisi Tfilin, it's Shabbos, but the Tfilin were Chadoshos. Can you wear it? Can you not wear it? Rameir says you can wear it. Rabbi Yehuda said you can't wear it. Why would Rameir say you can wear it? So now we have a Hezber, because it's for short tefillin. Maybe it's a kameya. No, kulei hai, vaday loy tarchi inchi. Like Rabbi Lozer said regarding the tcheles. For sure, a person wouldn't be matriach. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that you cannot wear it? Because maybe a person would be matriach. So you have a machloikis, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, in this svar. Classic example of where you learn a Mishnah in Perek HaMoed Tefillin, and you have a machloikis and a braisa. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, had to understand the halacha that seems very specific to the 10th parak of Masechta Seirvin, but when you understand the underlying principle, you realize that this is an idea that is an application. It's something that can actually be applied to other areas in halacha. Shitzi Atzvi Simen. The father of Shmuel Barav Yitzchok said, it's interesting, we're familiar with Avu the Shmuel, right? Avu the Shmuel was Shmuel the Amora's father. Shmuel was one of the great Amiram of all time. Shmuel's father, Avu the Shmuel, was also one of the great Amiram of all time. Yet, Avu the Shmuel was known not for who he really was, but rather as Avu the Shmuel. Pashup Shad is because as great as Avu the Shmuel was, Shmuel was even greater, and it was a bigger shvach for Avu the Shmuel to be known as the father of Shmuel rather to be known by his own name. Seyd Adairis, right in the beginning of Seyd Adairis, brings another pshat based on a Tosis and Masechtas Kedushin. We have a raid bite on this somewhere. The Ein Kan Mekaymai. But either way, this is interesting because this is not Avu the Shmuel. There's so much Torah on why Avu the Shmuel was called Avu the Shmuel. Avu the Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak said Elohim Yishanois. Either way, he said a different pshat in what the difference is between Tefillin Yishanois and Tefillin Chadash. He says, what's the definition of Tefillin Yishanois? Kol Sheyesh Ben Ritzuos Umikusharis. If it has Ritzuos, and it has the kesher in the back. Chadashis, what's the definition of tefillin chadashis? Yesh ben ritzuos, it has ritzuos, but v'loy mikusharis, but they're not mikusharis. Meaning a completely different definition of chadashis and yeshanis. So if that's the case, the issue of chadashis, as we'll see now, has nothing to do with kameya. And if that's the case, as it relates back to Rabbi Lazar's halacha regarding amoytzi tcheles b'shuk, to kuliyam oloy tarachin. Everybody really holds a person wouldn't be matriach. And that's why if you see tefillin chadashis, If assuming it had a kesher and had everything, avada d'alacha would be you put it on because you assume it's tefillin. You're not going to assume it's a kameya. Kulei haylei tarchi inchi. Aye, if that's the case, why does the Mishnah say chadashos you leave? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that chadashos you leave? It's simply because there's no kesher. That's the definition of chadashos. Yesh ben ritzuos v'lemi kesher. If there's no kesher, it's not kosher tefillin. If it's not kosher tefillin, so you can't put it on. Now, you'll tell me, maybe make the kesher on Shabbos. That's obvious you can't do. Kosher is one of the Lamed Tes Malachas. But the Gemara has been asked that. But the Gemara has something else. V'lan vinu, ma'ane, make a bow. Why can't you do that? I'm Rav Chisda. So you say Meres, Aniva Psula Betulim. It sounds like maybe you can't make a bow. Maybe it has to be a kasher. Abaye Abba said, no. Rav Yehuda l'tame. This Rav Yehuda l'shitasid. Amr Aniva Kshira Ma'al Yasi. Rav Yehuda holds it. Just like you can't be kosher on Shabbos, you can't make a bow either. If you can't make a bow on Shabbos, it's obvious why you can't make a bow. So the Gemara time Aniva Kshira Ma'al Yasi. It sounds like the only reason that you can't make a bow on Shabbos, when you might see tefillin chadashos, meaning tefillin that doesn't have a kasher, is because aniva is a kshir mal yisum. If you can't be kosher on Shabbos, you can't make a bow either. Halav hachi anavlu. But otherwise, it sounds like you would be able to make a bow. You're making a bow. Imagine you see a person wearing tefillin in the back. There's no kasher, but he has like a nice double bow. What does that mean? Vav Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yehuda Rav Shmuel Bar Shes between the Rav kasher shal tefillin alach meish misina. Kasher tefillin alach meish misina. Not just that. Vav Rav Nachman v'noyeyan lebar. That the heker oisis, Rashi says, that's the noyeyan, the shin dalud yud that's included in the tefillin. It has to be facing the outside. I mean, it's very specific to kasher. You can't make a bow. It's not just about tying it on the back. There's a kasher that's alach meish misina. And it has to be levar. So the Gemara says the anavlu ke'en kashira didu. The halacha l'mayish misina doesn't preclude making a bow, because you can make a bow in a way where you can also have the shin dalad yud. And if that's the case, you'll be able to work that out. That in of itself won't be an issue. What is the issue? The issue is something else. The issue is Rabbi Yehuda l'tamer. Who knows? He can't make a bow on Shabbos. So either way, we have a second pshat in the machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. If somebody sees a new pair of tefillin on the side of the road, you don't have the halacha of the Mishnah. No machnisa and zog zog. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say two pairs at a time. Why not? Says the Gemara. The reason is because the definition of chadasha is there was no knot. Okay, and you can't make a knot on Shabbos. So if you're not going to have kosher tefillin, how can you put it on? The whole idea is you're going to put it on. It's going to be derech malbush. But if it's not kosher tefillin, of course it won't be derech malbush. Without a kesher, it's not. Freight the Gemara. Isn't there an eitzah? Make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said chadashis doesn't work, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one of Masechet Shabbos that holds that aniva is a kshir mal yisa. What then does Rav Meir hold? Rav Meir holds that aniva is not a kshir mal yisa. So if that's the case, what's the hesman of machloikis? Whether if you find chadash on the side of the road, again, it's not a tefillah machloikis. It's a hilchas Shabbos machloikis. It's a machloikis that takes place in the world of the malacha of kosher, making a bow on Shabbos. Is that us or is that us? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a problem. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitase has no way for you to take the chadashis. Rav Meir holds it's not a problem. That's why it doesn't have an issue. So again, going back, just to make one final, very short recap. So we have a Mishnah that says, Amoitz Tefillin is only true if it's Yishon, it's not if it's Chadash. And the Brayis we saw, it's really Machlekes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion of the Stam Mishnah. Rav Meir says, no, Echad Yishon is Echad Chadash. What's the Hezmer in the Machlekes? We have two completely different Mahalachim. Mahalachim is definition of Chadash is it wasn't used. As a result, there's a concern that maybe it's a Kameya. If it's a Kameya, so there, Rabbi Yehuda says, hey, how can you do it? What does Rav Meir hold? Rav Meir says, to make a kameh that looks like tefillin, why would you do that? Kulei haivadu lei tarachinishu. And that is the machlokes. Do you say, marsava tarachinishu, marsava lei tarachinishu? And that has nafkaminas in other areas in halacha, such as if somebody finds tchelas, very looks like tzitzis, but maybe it's not. Do you say, kulei haivadu lei tarachinishu, do you not? Machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. The second explanation is chadashis means there was no kesher. And the machlokes is whether not could you make a kasher, because of course you can't do it, but could you make a bow? Rav Meir held you can make a bow. Rav Yehuda said you cannot make a bow. And this is a machloikis l'shitasayu in Hilchos Shabbos. Zok de Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. Me'inyin le'inyin. But Oisein, Rav Chisda said, Amar Rav in the name of Rav, lekech tefillin, mibishein a mumcha. If somebody buys tefillin from somebody that's not a mumcha. So somebody, Rashi says, is buying harbe yachad, a lot of tefillin. And his objective is lachzor lemoicher, to go ahead and resell it. Does he have to start checking the tefillin? You're buying 100 pairs of tefillin. Do you have to check it? So Rav Chisda in the name of Rav, this is the halacha. If the person's a mumcha, then yeah, he's a mumcha. We could assume for sure that his tefillin is kosher. But what if he's not a mumcha? Boidik shtayim shal yach v'ach shal rosh. You should check either two shal yads and one shal rosh, or shtayim shal rosh v'ach shal yad, or two shal roshes and one shal yad. Meaning, in total, you should check three pairs of tefillin. Either two shal reishas or one shal yad, or two shal yads or two shal reishas. We're going to see in the Gemara that Rav Chisda, Amar Rav, is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds that the way you establish a chazak is when something happens three times. So three tefillins is going to be okay. Whereas according to Rebbe that says a chazakah is established when something happens twice, right? Chazakah is Rebbe Rashbag throughout Shas. Chazakah is when something happens two times, or chazakah is when something happens three times. Everyone says, oh, it happened three times, it's a chazakah. No, that's Rav Shulman Gamliel's shita. Rebbe holds the chazakas when something happens twice. Who do we paskin like? We always go to chumra. We go to chumra like Rebbe. We go to chumra like Rav Shulman Gamliel. That's why sometimes chazakas b'shtayim and sometimes chazakas b'shloisha. But the point is that we're going according to Rav Shulman Gamliel, that you establish a chazaka when something happens not two times, but when something happens three times. You're buying tefillin from someone that's not a mumcha, you have to check, not three pairs of tefillin, but three tefillins. And two shal yads and one shal rosh, or two shal roshes and one shal yad. The Gemara says, man of shach. I understand. Imichad gavr kazavin, if you're buying it from one person, live like oishalosh yad, oishalosh shal rosh. Why is it not okay if you just check three shal yads or three shal roshes? Why does it have to be two of one and one of the other? Or it sounds like it has to be a shal yad and a shal rosh. What's wrong with three shal yads and three shal roshes? You check his tefillin, the guy looks like he knows what he's doing. He's a chash of a cipher. So it should be done. And if you're checking it from two or tlosa gavri zoven, you're buying it from two or three different people. If it's one cipher, then it could be three shal yads. And if it's two cipher, then it certainly shouldn't be good. Let's talk about where you bought it from one person. And the person has to be established as a mumcha. Both shal yads, that's why that at least one. You don't need three shal yads and three shal rushes, that much not. But at the very least, you have to check a shal yad and a shal rush. So in total, you need three, but from the three, two, you have to at least cover a shal yad and a shal rush. Fake the Gemara Akasha. Akasha on Rav Chizda Marav. That says you're buying tefillin, one person, he's not a mumcha, you want to establish a chazaka three times, right? It's in Dritamul, and it has to be at least one shal yad and one shal rosh. So the Gemara asks, but Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught a braisa. Now notice the Gemara is going to ask a kasha from Rav on Rav Chizda Amar Rav from something that Rabbi Bar Shmuel said. Now you can't ask a kasha on Rav from Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rav was an Amora. Rabbi Bar Shmuel was also an Amora. Can't ask a kasha from an Amora on an Amora. But the reason the Gemara is asking the kasha is because this was a braisa that Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught, right? Just the words. V'ha'tani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel. What does tani mean? Didn't just say. Not v'ha'omai, Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Tani means he taught a braisa. So at the end of the day, we're asking a kasha not from Rabbi Bar Shmuel. We're asking a kasha from a braisa. It's just Talmud Bavli 101. So v'ha'tani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, betfilin b'idik sholish yad v'shol rosh. That when it comes to establishing a person, whether he's a muchzik, that his parashas are good. So three shol yads, or three shall rush. Myla, what does it sound like? Oishalu shall yad, oishalu shall rush. It sounds like other. Either three shall yads or three shall rushes. Meaning you don't need at least one shall yad and one shall rush. Three shall yads is also good. This is the price and not like what Rav said. The Rav says, loy shalush. Meaning all you need is three. Mehen shall yad, mehen shall rush. Meaning the price didn't say three shall yads or three shall rush. What did the price say? Baidik shalosh, shal yad, v'shal rosh. The way you read the braisa is three, and within the three, that has to be a shal yad and shal rosh. Exactly what Rav said. Fake the Gemara, nach akash of a tani Rav Kahana. Again, we're asking akash of Rav Kahana? No, of course not. Rav Kahana was a Talmud of Rav. So, of course, we're not asking akasha from Rav Kahana on Rav. Rather, v'hotani Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana had a braisa. So, akasha is from, what about Rav Kahana's braisa? What did the braisa say? But fill in, baidik shtayim shal yad, v'shal rosh. Sounds like you only have to check two. Not three. It says two. Talk to Gemara. How many? What's the obvious answer? Rebbe. It's going according to Rebbe. The Amma betrays him. The Abi Chazaka. Rabbi's going according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. This is going according to Rebbe. Rebbe, Ema Seifa. The Seifa of that price says, B'chein B'tzeves HaSheni. In the second lot, the second group of tefillin, you have to do the same thing. B'chein B'tzeves HaSheni in the third lot. The Rebbe Shlishi Mi Islay. So why are we checking the third? Meaning, if you have a bunch of lots, and each lot, you have to check two. Meaning the first lot, the second lot, the third lot. We're not going to Rebbe. There is no third lot. Because just like you only have to check two within each lot, you should only have to check two lots. Because otherwise, then you should have to check three and four or five. Terence, what's unique about three? Three is a chazaka. If three is a chazaka, then we're not going according to Rebbe. We're not going to Rebbe. So why is two enough? Moide Rebbe b'tzvasin. Rebbe is moide when it comes to lots to be trade plus gabri zone. Because different lots were bought from different people. That's why you would have to check him because there's no chazaka. I checked two lots. So what? The third one is from somebody else. Okay, so if that's the case, you have to check the fourth lot. And the Gemara says, you're right. Really, you would have to check in fourth and the fighting tani shlishi. So why did Bryce only say third? Lafuke mechazaka. The Bryce was trying to make a point, there's no chazaka. Meaning, really, we're going according to Rebbe. How do you know you're going according to Rebbe? Because you're only checking two pairs of tefillin. So if you're checking, or two tefillins. So if you're checking two tefillins, so we know clearly that we're going according to Rebbe. The Bryce just wanted to say that the chazaka works within the independent lot. if you're buying tefillin lots from different people, so each lot is its own thing. And as a result, you would have to check it individually. How did the Braisa say that? By saying that if there's a third, you'd have to check a third. Not three lafuke, four or five. Father, if there's a fourth and a fifth, you would have to check it. Three lafuke, two. Because even though chazak is established with two, over here, two is not going to work. So what do we see from this last discussion in the Gemara? Two things. If somebody buys tefillin, then why are we talking about tefillin? Perikam is tefillin. But if somebody buys tefillin from a person that's a soifer, but he's not a mumcha, you want to establish whether or not he's a mumcha or not. So a couple of things. Number one, if you're buying one lot of tefillin, you don't have to check all the tefillins. All you would have to do is check, according to Rebbe, two. According to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, three. Rebbe holds chazaka is b'shnayim, so check two. You have a chazaka. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds three is a chazaka. You'd have to check three. Additionally, Rav Chizda said in the name of Rav, you would have to check at least one shal yad and one shal rosh. If someone is muchzak, in shal yad doesn't necessarily clear him for shal roshes, and the same is going to be true vice versa. What if you buy multiple lots? Each lot is viewed independently. You have to assume that the different lots were maybe written by different seifrim, and as a result, it would need its own chazaka. Mishnah said, matzon tzfasa maikricha. So when continuing along in the Mishnah. Again, Hamoitzi Tfilin, Machnis and Zug Zug. Rabbi Gamliel, Mishnaim, Shnaim. We know what that means. But Medvar Amurbi is Shonois, Avu Bechadosh is Potter. We now know what that means. Matson, Svasim, Aikrichois. If you found bundles, the Gemara will define that a little bit better. Machshechaleim. Then what you're supposed to do is you're not supposed to bring it home with you. You're not supposed to put it on. But rather, you should wait around, watch it until it gets dark. After Shkia, Says Baruch Hamavdu Min Kodesh L'chol Rabbeinu Tam. Then you take it home with you. Sakana, if it's a sakana, reading the Mishnah, mechasam v'hoylechlein. Then what you should do is you should just cover it. Reb Shimon Omer, if it's a sakana, noyston l'chaveira v'chaveira l'chaveira. Actually, we give the chaser chizayin. You hand it off. Nobody carries it really too far. No one takes it more than Dalai Lama, that's for sure. And as a result, you end up getting it back to where you have to get. So the Gemara now is going to discuss the latter part of the Mishnah. Matzon tzvasim haikrichas. My tzvasim haikrichas, what are these things? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, my Rav. Hein hein tzvasim, hein hein krichas. They both really mean the same thing. They're both bundles of tefillin. Okay, what is the difference? There was obviously some difference. Tzvasim zuvi zuvi. Tzvasim are where there were individual peers that were wrapped. A shal yad and a shal rosh. A bunch of shal yads and shal rosh. Says, in one bundle. So you have 100, not tefillins, but peers of tefillin. Zuvi, zuvi, and then they're all together. Krichas is the krichan tuv. It's very random. The shalyads, the shalroshes, they aren't first wrapped in individual peers and then wrapped on top of that. Regardless, what was the halacha? Machshe chaleinu mevin. You should wait around. Why can't you just bring them in one peer at a time? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. The didim rifshelem in eda abba. I heard pshat from abba, who was Rabbi Yitzchak. Berei Rabbi Yehuda's Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, his father, he said, "Kol she'ilu machnis and zog zog, kol zkanim shkiyas hakama machnis and zog zog." If by bringing the tefillin in one pair at a time, like the Chachamim say, would get you to finish the job before shkiyah, you're supposed to do it. V'iloi machshlei mavim. But if you're not going to be able to finish anyways, then don't do anything. Which is interesting halacha, because you would think, let me bring in as much as I could bring in. So if you can, it's an all or nothing. If you can bring in all the tefillins before Shabbos is over, then do it. If you can't bring in all the tefillins before Shabbos is over, don't bring in any of the tefillins. So that's what's unique about bundles of tefillin. We have tzvasim and krichas, there's so many tefillins, so that the metzias was that you weren't going to bring it all in before Shabbos. That's why the halacha was, mach shechaleh. The Mishnah gave, however, a plan B. Ube sakono. Let's say it was the shasa sakono. Then the halach is mechasan. You should cover it. Vahoylech and go home. Freit the Gemara. Vatanya. We learned in a brayso. Ubesakana malichem pachas meyar ba'amis. If it's a sakana, what you should do is you should take it home on Shabbos. But the way you should do is you should walk less than dalad amis. So again, havara dalad amis b'shus harabim is havara dalad amis b'shus harabim. Akira dalad amis hanocha. But if you can somehow walk less than dalad amis, then you can walk a mile on Shabbos carrying something, as long as you do it pachas arba amis at a time. Now, this is not something that is encouraged. In fact, the Gemara says in the end of Masechta Shabbos that this was a halacha that was hidden, because we know in the beginning of Perek Mishnah Hechshech, no one really is supposed to notice halacha, because this is something that obviously could be abused. But that is the halacha. So says the Braisa, you want to know if it's a Shasa Sakana, don't cover it and leave it there. Rather, take it home, pachas me'ar ba'amas. But the Gemara asks it as a kasha. Which one am I supposed to do? You find tefillin, bundles. There's no way you're going to be able to wear all this tefillin and bring it home on Shabbos. So, should I cover it and go home? Or should I bring it home? Pachas, pachas, mi'arba amos. Amar Rav, Rav said, loy kasha. It depends on what type of sakana this is. Hope is sakana's nachri, hope is sakana's listen. Is the sakana's nachri? Meaning, the Eina Yehudim were geyser that he is not allowed to fill in, such as the Roman Empire, which sometimes made gzeiros like that, the Gemara of Elisha Balkanafai, right? There was an idea that sometimes they were geyser on tefillin. So if this is what's going on, we're dealing with an issue of tefillin. Rashi says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Megillah that Haman and Achashverosh made a gzeiros that the Yid weren't allowed to wear tefillin. So there were times where Yid was not allowed to wear tefillin. So if that's what's going on, the Yid were not allowed to wear tefillin, so then obviously don't take it, carry it home. Pachas, pachas, me'ar ba'amis. This is not advisable. So then what you should do is you should just cover it. Hab is sakonas listen. If the sakana was sakonas listen, meaning you're afraid to wait around because of a sakonas listen, then fakir. Then you shouldn't. Then you should bring it home because that's more advisable. So if the sakana is nachrim, there's a shas hashmad, you don't want to be caught holding tefillin, so then cover it and leave. If, however, it's what's it called, then you should bring it home. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said like this. Okay, so b'maya kimtel masinsin. What do you say the Mishnah is referring to? B'sakanas oiv de'gilulim. It's talking about the sakanas nachrim. Because what the Mishnah say? Cover it. Mishnah didn't say bring it on. Bachas, bachas, me'am, ramas. Hey, Masefa, Reb Shimon, I mean, Reb Shimon said, no, it's not l'chaver, 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 roi. Does Reb Shimon's idea make a lot of sense now? Reb Shimon doesn't sound like he's giving such good advice. This sakana zach, what you do is bring 900 people, give it to one person, to another person, to another person. L'chaver, fate, the Gemara, kol shekein, da'av shemilsa. It's going to make a big tunnel and you're going to get into a lot of trouble. Samara says, you're right. Chasure mechsera v'hachik tani. You have to say there's some language missing from the Mishnah. This way you read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that what should you do if it's a sakana, you should cover it. B'med v'anam amurim, b'sakana saif digilulim, avu b'sakana slisne, but if it's sakana slisne, ma'lichim pachas pachas dalanams. Then you should take it less than dalanams at a time, like the Braisa said. And on that, Reb Shimon Oimer, nice l'chaveira v'chulu. So you can disregard the two dots here. Zok the Gemara, but my komiflik, it's all one Gemara. What's the Hezbollah the Machloikis? So now we have a Machloikis regarding Sakonis Oiv de Gilulim, what you're supposed to do. Should you, or Sakonis, listen, should you take it Pachas Pachas Midalit Anis, or should you hand it over from one person to another? Zok the Gemara, the Machloikis is like this. Marasov, Pachas Me'arba Amis, Adiv, the Amin Noisel, Chaber, 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 Avshan Mills of the Shabbos. Question is, which is less Chil Shabbos? Is Pachas, is giving it from one person to another person to another person, is that more Chil Shabbos? That's what the Tanakhama holds. And because that's what Tanakhama holds, it says it's better to walk it home by yourself, less than Dalai Lama's. Umar Sover, Reb Shimon had a different take. Reb Shimon said, Noisel Chaveri Odev, better give it to your Chaveri. The Amr Malichim Pachas Me'ar Ba'amas, Zimnan Dalava Date, Va'asu La'asu Yinu, Arba Amas Pishos Arabi. Even though Reb Shimon was very Mekel Hilch Shabbos. Reb Shimon here was worried about Shemi Yavi Renu. This is the most famous, important, prevalent gzeir in Hilchas Shabbos, Shemi Yavirenu, Dalai Lama's Pshus HaRabim, and Reb Shimon said that to have one yid, tell him take it home, but walk less than Dalai Lama's, that's not something he's comfortable with, and as a result, that's what he said you shouldn't do. Regardless, the Mishnah said that if you find krichos and chavilos, so what should you do? You should not take it back on Shabbos. Why not? Because if being that you won't be able to finish the job on Shabbos, you can anyways have to come back after Shabbos, just to get it. So what should you do? You should stand there, watch it, but it's tefillin, you can't just leave it there. So you're supposed to watch it. What if it's a sakana? So the Mishnah said, a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Tanakhama. Tanakhama said, you should cover it. Reb Shimon said that you should give it from one person to another person to another person. That's really what you're supposed to do. But after further review, what comes out is that really, the Chachamim of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon and Mishnah, are not really talking to each other. They were talking about two completely different types of sakanas. And really, in order to understand the Mishnah, you need to know of a Braisa and a Chasurei Mechzra of a Hachitani. And really, what emerges as the final analysis is two different types of sakanas. There's sakanas Nachrim, as in a Shas Hashmad, and then there's sakanas Listen. You're just afraid a guy's going to come and he's going to hold you up and he's going to beat you up, right? That's the other sakana. If the sakana is sakanas Nachrim, so then everybody sees, no machloik, because you cover it and you run for your life. That's what you're supposed to do. If it's a sakanas Listen, that's what there was a machloik is. And what are the two tzadim? Rav Shimon is before us in the Mishnah. Nois l'chaver v'chaver l'chaver. What are the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold that you should walk less than Dalai Lama. Just one thing that Rashi speaks out, there's a long Rashi here in the top of the Amud, but one thing that comes out very, very clear is that when the Gemara said, when the Mishnah said, Vishasa Sakana, you should cover it, the way, if it, depending on what the Sakana is, that will determine which part of Mishnah is referring back to. Meaning, we just explained the Mishnah is going back on Matz and Tzvas and Krichos. That's the way you read the Mishnah, it sounds like that's what it's referring to. But the truth is, if the Sakana was the sakana of Nachrim, then Matzen Tzvasa my Krichois cover it, and a Moitzi Tfilin, Machnisun Zog Zog, no. Not if it's a question of sakana, right? That's the whole story of Elisha Bal Kanafayim. There's no Yehar Gvayavar, maybe. But either way, the point is that in the sakana of listening would only be referring to Matzen Tzvasim Akrichas. With halacha is wait around. Not if there's listen, then don't wait around. However, as it relates to the halacha of machnis and zog, why can't you just put the tefillin on and go home? There's no issue of wearing tefillin. But with the sakana of the oiv de gilulim, the sakana of chas hashman, so that line of the Mishnah would be impacting not only matzah tefillin akrichas, just pashup shan in the Mishnah, it would be impacting the first halacha as well of amoytzi tefillin machnis and zog zog. The Mishnah said v'chein bebnoi. So what was the v'chein bebnoi going on? It was going on Reb Shimon's Eitza. Reb Shimon says you have bundles, it's a sakana, hand it off from one person to the other. The same is true with your son. Why is your son in the field? Right? He's talking about in a field. The baby in Asha Tano. They said she all the same. So remember, the baby was actually, it's a brand new baby. The baby was born in the field. What does it mean? Afilo heme? The avak of the kasha le yada. Even though it could be not so good for the baby, filo hacha adif. It's still the right thing to do, and that's what you're supposed to do. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, noisnin adam chavis lechaveiro. You can do the same thing with a chavis. You can give it from one person to another, and you can not only carry the chavis, but you can even carry the chavis outside the tchum. So they told Rabbi Yehuda, how can you take a chavis outside the tchum? Just like a person is bound by tchumen, his objects are bound by tchumen as well. So you can take a chavis outside the tchum? No, you can't. If I want to get my chavis outside of my tchum, I can't walk it out of the tchum. Rabbi Yehuda says, but you can give it to someone, get it out of the tchum that way. No, you can't. L'churid is a halacha, the chavis. So that was the chachamim's tainat Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously we have to understand Pashup Shana Rabbi Yehuda Shita. By the way, Tyson, in the beginning of the parak, said that it's because of this line in the Mishnah that this whole parak is here in Masechtas Erevin. Right? There's not that. There is a little bit of Erevin in the last parak, but not that much. But this is the one of the two Erevin ideas that Tyson spoke out is the reason that Perek HaMoitzi Tefillin is the 10th Perek in Masechtas Erevin and not one of the Prakim of Masechtas Shabbos. But either Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying that you can get your Chavis outside of your Tchum by handing it off to somebody else. For less than Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan of Hemav HaKelim Kragli HaPailim, Feitim, what's Pashup Shad? It's a Mishnah. Mishnah Be'ed, Aflam, it's Zayin, Amad Aleph, a Behema and Kelim HaKragli HaPailim. So it's just like a person's not allowed to go outside the Tchum, his Kelim should be able to go outside the Tchum either. I'm Rish Lakish, Rishum Levi Sabbath, Rish Lakish, in the name of Levi Sabbah, Hachab, my Eskid, we're talking about we're not talking about bringing the chavis outside the tchum. We're talking about bringing the contents of the chavis outside the tchum. And the contents of the chavis was water. And really what Rabbi Yehuda was saying was that you can pour the water from one chavis to another chavis to another chavis so that the water will make its way out of the tchum. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, and this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasnei, we had an Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, regarding making a bowl. This is also Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, the Omar Mayim ein bohem mamish. Mayim is not choshev. So even though it's true, a person's possessions are bound by the tchum, but not his water. What's this, Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanah we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda poitah b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem, taking water out of the tchum, b'nei she'ein bohem mamish. If that's the case, may loy tahalich zu. What did the Chachamim mean when they told Rabbi Yehuda, loy tahalich zu, you can't take, loy tahalich sounds like he was talking about the chavis. Really, the chavis was never being taken outside the tchum. You're just pouring the water from the chavis into another chavis. So that's just tweaked the lashon of the chachamim. What the chachamim meant to say was, loy yahalich mashe bezu, yoyse miragli abaylam. Referring to the contents of the chavis. That's what he meant, that you're not allowed to take outside the tchum. Freit the Gemara, emet the shamalei the Rabbi Yehuda hecha de belion beisa. When does Rabbi Yehuda hold this halacha? That mayim is considered ein ben mamish, that's if the mayim is absorbed inside dough, meaning it's bottled to something. But hecha this one beinayim shamalei, do you know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that mayim is ein ben mamish, even if it's beinayu, if it's not absorbed in something? Hashta, said the Gemara, not just that, I'll tell it to you for a fact, because hashta b'kteiru, I'm Rabbi Yehuda le'batli, beinayu batli. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you cook something in a pot, with water, obviously, the water itself is subject to the laws of tchumen. So why should mayim be'en not be? Meaning water in a pot, you would think maybe is bottled to the food. So madach water in the pot is not bottled to the food, so certainly water be'en. Tanya, where's this halacha of water in a pot? Rabbi Yehuda, mayim u'melach b'teilem be'isa. Water and salt are bottled to dough, as it relates to tchumen. Ve'en b'teilem b'kteira. But they're not bottled to a pot. Mipnei roitva, because the roitev, the rotev is the sauce, is chashev. And it's for that reason that halach is, it's subject to the laws of tchumen. But what do you see from here? Tachlas. You see from all of this that Rabbi Yehuda, although he holds mayim ein behem mamish, But that cannot be taken out of context. You have to read the not such fine print. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mayim, that's absorbed in dough, yeah. But Mayim in a Kdeira because of the Rotev, or Mayim Be'er, a cup of water, of course it's subject to the laws of Tchumen. So if that's the case, again, Hajra Kushi Leduchte. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can get your Chavis outside of your Tchum by giving it from one person to another. The Chavis is bound by the laws of Tchumen. Verse says, no, it doesn't mean the Chavis. It means the contents of the chavetz. It means the water. The water is also bound by the laws of tchumen. Elam, Rava said, "Achav, chavetz shakonsa shvisa u'mayim shloikano shvisa skin." We have to make an akimt. The akimt is the chavetz was bound by a tchum, but the water had no tchum. How would the water not have tchum? Ayin Rashi, deeper Amaskel, mayim shloikano shvisa. But we're talking about where the water itself didn't have a tchum. The batel chavetz lagavi mayim. The halacha is that the chavetz has a tchum. The mayim doesn't have a tchum. Now the mayim is in the chavetz. So should this Taruvis of Chavis and Mayim, have it chum and not have it chum. So you would argue maybe the Chavis is the Iker, right? It's more chashim maybe. Not sure. The Mayim is more chashim. And there's precedence for that. Okay, the time we learned in the Mishnah, Moitzi Achai, Bemita Pater, Afala Mita. If somebody carries a live person on a bed on Shabbos, Talach is not chayev. Why? You're not chayev ever for carrying a live person because chay noises atzma. And a bed, of course, you would be chayev for, but the bed is bottled to the person. So you're not chayev for carrying the person. You're not chayev for carrying the bed, which is bottled to the person. The same is true. If somebody carries oichel, less than the shear, inside a kli, so the halach is your potter for the kli as well. Because the kli is considered tafel. So what do you see from it? That when it comes to haitza, different sugya, when it comes to haitza, if you have oichel in a kli, we look at the oichel. If you have a person on a bed, we look at the person. So regarding tchum, the halacha should be the same thing. You have mayim in a chavis, which the ikr should be the mayim. That will be kaveh, the halachic status. The mayim had no Shvisa, for whatever reason. So if that's the case, Chavis won't either one have a Shvisa. And that is the Metzias. The Metzias over here wasn't. The reason Rabbi Yehuda didn't have a problem with it is he said, because we're not subject to, over here to the laws of Tchumen. Why not? Because the Mayim itself, Hachab and Mayaskina, where there was no Shvisa, I the Chavis is Batal, so the Chavis and the Mayim can both make their way out. Master Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had one kash from Rabbi Yehuda, from another Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda, I mean, a Braisa, the Shayar, a nice Adam, Chavis, a Chaver, a Chaver, a Chaver. And if a person's in a caravan, where we know there are different kulois, specifically in Erevin, when it comes to a group of people traveling together, so one of the kulois they gave was, is you can take something out of the Tchum. How? Nois and Adam, Chavis, a Chaver, a Chaver, a Chaver. It sounds like B'Shayar, and Shalab, B'Shayar, Loi. It sounds like, you know, so this is a kash from Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Yehuda in the Mishnah said that you could always do it. It sounds like even not a Shayar. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa said it only works by a Shayar. Elam, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, because it is kasha, I have a different shot in Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Kitnan nabi, b'masnisim, b'Shayar, tanan. Maybe that's the teretz, simple teretz. You don't have to come on to the previous terutzim. Pashim Shad, Mishnah's talking about a Shayar. B'Yamari said, no, b'Shayar. I don't think that's what the Mishnah's referring to. I have a stira. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah said, even not b'shayara. There, Rabbi Yehuda said, only b'shayara. So, Teretz is, there's two dinim. If it's a shayara, I feel a chavah shekonsa shviso, mayim shekonu shviso. Shaloi b'shayara, chavah shekonsa shviso, mayim shaloi konu shviso. Meaning, there's an afkemina between a shayara and shaloi. B'shayara, if you have a caravan, so there, even if it has a regular tchum, there's a kinyan shviso, it's still going to be okay. Shaloi b'shayara, that's where you have to come on to one of the aforementioned terutzim. But Rabbi Yosef's kasha doesn't negate any of the terutzim. You could say what Rabbi Yosef said. The Mishnah is talking about a shayar, but Abaye said you don't have to say what Rabbi Yosef said, right? Abaye just said that it could be it's going even the shayar. Rav Ashi said a fourth there. It's hacha bechavis the hefker askina. Talking about the chavis was hefker, umayim the hefker askina, the water was hefker, and that's why we really didn't have a problem with chum because no one owns it. If that's the case, why did the chum have a problem with it? Man amruloi. Who were the people that had a problem with Rabbi Yehuda's halacha? It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Amar Chefzei Hefke Koinen Shvis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri of earlier of Masechtas Erevin fame, who holds Chefzei Hefker Hef Shvis. So Umay Loi Tahalik Su Yosem Miragli Abaylon. So what did they mean when they say it can't go further than there are no Baylon? Lo Yahalchu Elu Yosem Mikalim Sheishlim Baylon. It shouldn't be better than Kalim that have Baylon. Bottom line is the Mishnah was talking about a Moitzit Tfil. And the Mishnah said that what happens if you find Tfil and it's too much for you to be able to bring it all home before Shabbos is over, and it's a sakana. So what should you do? One person give it to the other person, give it to the other person. Whose idea was that? Shimon Bar Yochai. The Tana Eliki said the Mishnah is two other times where you can do the same thing. A baby's born in a field, you can get the baby home that way. Another time, Rabbi Yehuda said, is you want to get your chavis outside the tchum,
You could do that as well. What do you mean? You want to get the chavis outside the tchum? What's the etzah? I didn't walk out of the tchum. Yeah, but the problem is the chavis is also bound by the tchum. What's the teretz? Four teretz. The first teretz is, we're talking about the mayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds mayim emem mamish. The Gemara had some issues with that. But that was the first potential explanation. Second was is that we're talking about the mayim itself wasn't bound by a tchum. The chavis was, but the mayim wasn't. And being that the mayim is the ikkar, the chavis is tafel to the mayim, that's where there's no problem. Rabbi Yosef said, the Mishnah is talking about a shayara. Rabbi Yudan Abrais already said a shayara has special leniencies. And the fourth teretz is that we're talking about where the chavis was hefker and the mayim was hefker. Chavim argued, Chavim Abri Yechim and Nuri, they hold cheftzei hefker is kind of shvisa. Rabbi Yudan holds cheftzei hefker is not kind of shvisa. That's why it would work.